This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Let's hear about the woman who gave birth at McDonald's in Sarasota, Florida. A nurse who had stopped for coffee said she heard screams coming from the restroom, went in to offer help. She delivered a little baby boy named Parker before EMS arrived. Parker was a month early. Speaking of new births, McDonald's is test marketing a new Chicken McGriddle sandwich on their all-day breakfast menu. But hang on, the sandwich is available in Ohio for now, could spill over the border soon. Company says it's their version of the Southern staple chicken and waffles. The Better Business Bureau has removed accreditation of the MyPillow company and lowered its business rating to an F. The Bureau says the problem is MyPillow's buy one, get one free offer. They've offered it for too long. It's now the standard offer, and it's not a special offer like they claim in their commercials. They say that violates the Bureau's code of advertising. There's a new Donald Trump controversy. The Politico website revealed the president-elect's doctor listed Trump's height as 6'3 on his medical forms, while the New York driver's license lists him at 6'2. So they wonder, what is he hiding? Really? Really? Hey, for the fifth time in 6 years, Cracker Barrel has been named America's favorite family restaurant. I love it. And I like eating it. Grandma's house. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Mark Zuckerberg revealed on Facebook that he no longer considers himself an atheist. He wished his Facebook friends a happy Hanukkah and said now he considers religion very important. He also said his resolution this year was to visit and talk to people in all 50 states. That has some people convinced he's getting ready to begin a political career. Or even he's getting bored, silly, sitting on Facebook all day. Maybe we should all make a resolution to nap more in 2017. Researchers in Singapore have discovered that it's better to take a nap before a big exam than cram for it. Amazingly, having enough rest not only improves the short-term memory of the study subjects, but also their long-term memory. Researchers had the study subjects return a week after studying, and the group that took the naps remembered more than those who spent their time with their noses in their books. Just makes sense. Scientists have identified a new human organ. Really? Yeah, they say it's been hiding in plain sight. It's a thin fold of membrane attached to the digestive wall that stretches into the colon and rectum. And they've named it the mesentery. Problem is, they really don't know what it's for. This, of course, will have to totally change textbooks in medical school and the game Operation. French cyclist Robert Marchand has set a new world record, biking just over 14 miles in an hour. And while that may not sound that fast, you have to consider Marchand is 105 years old. And not only is that a record in the 105 years and over category, the French Cycling Association admitted they had to create a 105 years and over category. Marchand said he was a lot faster a few years ago, but his coaches warned him for this attempt that his form wasn't very good. So he says he held back a little. Amazing. A science and technology policy fellow at the prestigious American Institute for the Advancement of Science is insisting the Trump administration stop using the phrase drain the swamp, saying it is an insult to actual swamps. Adam Rosenblatt says by using the catchphrase, they might make people dismissive of real-life swamps and their importance to our ecosystem. Oh yes, that's what America has come to. Even swamps need safe spaces. Time to improve your life at this beginning of the new year, right? So what better way to do it by starting first thing in the morning? Here's some things you should change about your morning routine if you want to make that happen. When the alarm goes off, don't hit snooze. Snoozing triggers your brain back into its sleep cycle. What that means is when you wake up again, you'll most likely be interrupting a deeper sleep, which will leave you feeling grumpy and groggy. Don't check your email when you wake up. That leaves you in a frame of mind of things that you forgot to take care of yesterday, and instead of time to set new, more powerful goals for today. Get out of the dark as soon as you can. Body's clock is influenced by light exposure. Sooner your eyes and body process sunlight, the faster you'll be enjoying a productive day. Sunlight? What the heck is that? Sure don't see much of that at this time of the year in Michigan. A 72-year-old woman named Glenda DeLauder passed away a little over a year ago in Elizabethtown, Tennessee. Turns out she left her entire $1.2 million estate to help local animal groups in the area. The mayor announced it on Christmas Day, but apparently the groups she left the money to have known about it for a while. Over $500,000 has gone to her local animal shelter to expand their holding areas. They're also getting a new van so they can transport animals that need to be spayed and neutered. The rest of the money is being split between a bunch of different animal groups in the area. According to Glenda's obituary, she and her husband never had kids, but she was an avid animal lover. Wouldn't it be cool if that happened just a little closer to home? Knucklehead news out of Thailand, where it took very little time before 2017 had its first major selfie.
I'm Paul Landecker.
We'll buzzing in tomorrow. A 41-year-old woman was visiting from France over the holidays, and she was walking through a national park. And she decided to crouch down next to a crocodile for a selfie. But it promptly bit her leg. And she was rushed to the hospital where she's still recovering from her injuries. Knucklehead news on the Daily Buzz. If you see something that you think I should be buzzing about, email paul@wcsy.com. Mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven. You can fax to 637-2675 or leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Catch up on past shows at WCSY.com. That's where we podcast this and all Daily Buzz broadcasts. Well, you know that yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend and make it a great day.